Wexford's minor hurlers put up a gallant display last Wednesday night in the Letrick Ireland Leinster minor hurling final. They were eventually lost to Kilkenny by 2 points. A gallant for at the end to try and get something out of the game when they were very unlucky. It was 1-5 apiece at half time. Wexford could have been leading. They were awarded a free just before half time to level it up at 5 points apiece, but a little bit of indiscretion from one of the Wexford players, the decision was reversed. Kilkenny got a goal from it and turned the game on its head. But Adam O'Grady kicked a brilliant goal to the net 33 minutes in, which ensured that they went in level at half time. And then one of the best goals you'll ever see, Simon Roach, the young Owler, the Ballock Wizard, with his back to the goal, turned and whipped it in one movement to put Wexford in front. But a quick response from Kilkenny with 2 points from Ted Dunn and Danny Glennon, and they were back in the game. They won the third quarter battle, and coming into the last 5 minutes of the game, Wexford were still in with a chance and had a couple of goal-bound efforts. Luke Roach in particular got a goalkeeper got a touch on it. Video evidence after said it had crossed the line, but it flew across so quickly. And then the fullback for Kilkenny, Bill Hughes, was on hand to make a brilliant save from Luke Murphy this time. So Wexford with chances at the end. But it's Kilkenny who march on. Wexford bow out. After the game, I spoke to Wexford joint manager Aidan O'Connor. And I also spoke to the Kilkenny manager, Richie Mulrooney.
It's been a pretty traumatic day all round, Aidan. And, you know, the young lads gave everything on the pitch tonight and just came up a little bit short, unfortunately, at the end.
Yeah, it's been a day of so different emotions, you know, as you go on and what life is about. But you know, God, you know, like they stood man for man. You know, we're so massively proud of them. They gave it everything out there. Some days you get the break, some days you don't. But, like, God, they fought so hard. You know, they did themselves proud, they did their families proud, they did their clubs proud. Unfortunately, we came out at the wrong side of it. But, you know, those young lads will go on. You know, the county board will put development into them. And, like, you know, they are the future of Wexford hurling. And, like, they will drive on, you know. It's just, you just feel heartbroken for them, but like that's sport, you know, sport. But we keep going, life is for living. And great bunch of lads, you know, they've developed friendships there now that, you know, they'll have forever. We just didn't, you know, we can't fault them for anything that they did tonight, you know, just didn't get the break. Sometimes you have to make the break, but that's sport.
And as ever in a tight game, Aidan, there's a couple of little things can change a game, and it happened tonight, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, like, you know, we were unlucky, you know, like, keeper made fantastic save there at the end of it. You know, Simon Roach got a brilliant goal, really brought us into it. You know, we started to drive on, but, like, you know, they plugged us back. But, like, you know, we fought right to the very end. You have to be so proud of them.
And, you know, there's still a couple of lads eligible next year. I thought the full-back line were outstanding, and, you know, you certainly found a nugget in Owen Wheel, and he was brilliant this evening, and you played him in a number of positions.
Yeah, like, you know, like the lads, they play different positions tonight, you know, they really stood to the task. But, like, you know, there was 5 16-year-olds there stood up to the mark tonight. Great development for them next year, you know. You know, like, what can I say about them? You know, they're just a fantastic bunch of lads, 1 to 34. Hopefully they'll have good days as well, you know. So, look, you manage the bad days and you look forward to the good days, but it's all about working. Like, them lads have the right attitude and mentality to work and drive on, you know, and that's it's been a pleasure working with them and the backroom team. We've had a pleasure working with those bunch of young men, you know.
Yeah, you're with them since they were 14, Aidan, aren't you?
Yeah, we came with them at 15.
You know them really well.
Yeah, so we're getting to know them well, and there's 8 16-year-olds came in this year into the panel. They'll drive on now. They'll be the backbone of the team for next year, as the like of Luke Murphy and them are for last year, and, you know, so many others. But, you know, we keep going.
Do you step away now, Aidan?
Yeah, potentially, yeah. It'll be, you know, like, and there's, you know, you can't beat freshness, so there'll be new team in now next year with them, and they'll drive them on too, you know. And, like, there's great structures in the Wexford GAA now, so, like, you know, somebody will step up there now, and they'll come in and bring them men on.
And they'll play under 20 most of the lads next year, that's the plan?
Well, the plan is, sure, like, some of them will go on to under 20.
Yeah, some will be a bit young,
won't they? Will be a little bit young, but there will be, I can guarantee there will be development structure put in place with Wexford GAA. Micheál has said it already, that will bring these lads, transition them through from 70 to 18 into 20, you know, like, because they're still young, they're developing, but, you know, they have to still work on that, you know.
Isn't that the whole idea of that, Aidan, that you find players for a senior team? I know it sounds as a conveyor belt, really, isn't it?
Yeah, like, in the development, like, the loss is so disappointing, you know, but, like, yet, like, you see what the lads are developing, and, like, our job is to really develop these into fine young hurlers. Some will agree we did it, some will agree we didn't. But, like, it's about development, it's about moving forward, getting the right structures in place. So, like, you know, that's it. But it's still hard. Defeat is tough.
Do we expect too much from young fellas, Aidan?
I think you have to challenge them. I think to challenge themselves. So like, it's not that we expect too much of them. We just develop a culture that they demanded for themselves. And like that's what life in sport is about. So like, it's a character building structure, an exercise, and like that's, and you learn from the defeats, you enjoy the wins, but you keep going.
Yeah, and I alluded to it at the start. It was a tough day for the Carley family and young Killian, and he certainly gave his all for his granddad looking down on him, and a tough day for Paul. It meant a tough day for all of you, really.
Yeah, you look, it's a tough day, but like, you know, as you see, like, the, you know, like with the Carley family today, but like, they wanted the match to go ahead. And like, you see the strength and the power of the GAA to bring people through and want to do the like of that, and the support that they would have got here tonight. So like, you know, that's life, we keep going.
Are you the kind of person who will reflect on that now tonight when you get away on your own and say, if we had it on this and we had it on that, or, you know, a little bit of luck here, a little bit of luck there?
You'll always reflect on it, but, you know, like, I think we go way out here tonight, you know, having very few regrets, because like, the lads stuck to the task, they worked so hard. So, you know, we keep going, we drive on. Those lads will have successful days in the Wexford jersey, and we'll have developed a structure for them that will lead them to it.
That's what it's about, isn't it?
That's what it's about, you know.
Thanks for your time, Aidan.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of the summer.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you're delighted to get through that, Richie. Wexford had the advantage of two games. You had the advantage of a game last week, which probably gave you a chance to sort out a few things. But yeah, it's very tight, wasn't it?
It was a very tight game, Liam. I was just saying to Nicky Brennan earlier that it's a very different year. And the other years, you'd have the round robin and you'd be learning about players and they'd be learning about themselves. But you have no chance to do that this year. We'll say our first, we had finished the 2020 All-Ireland with one group on the 10th of July, and was straight into getting ready for the Offaly match, and then got over that straight into this Wexford match. So at least we have 2.5 weeks now to work on things in the field that we want to improve on before we face Galway. But it's a very different year, and it's unfortunate for that fine Wexford team that they, like ourselves, didn't get a few round robin matches to help develop players.
You might be a little, when you reflect on the game, you might be a little bit disappointed that you weren't further ahead, say, in the first 25 minutes.
Certainly.
Wexford clung on.
Certainly, when we got the goal and went 1-5 to 4 points, I was thinking, I looked at the scoreboard and I said, right, it looks like we'll have that 4-point lead going in at half time. And I felt we were probably worthy of that 4-point lead. But then the second half was completely different, and we were hanging on at the end, and Wexford had a couple of great goal chances, and not that they didn't do anything wrong, it was just two fantastic saves by our keeper.
Ted Dunn did a lot of damage in the first half, didn't he? He's a terrific player. Well, most of the spotlight might have been on Harry
from the last day. And in fairness to Ted, he really stood up and has a great hand on him, and put in a savage work. And then the other Dunn, Garrod, centre back,
which was
outstanding. Yeah. Just gave an exhibition of hurling beyond his years. And just delighted with them all. Those lads showed real leadership, as they should, because they're coming back from the 2020 group. And then the younger fellas were playing only their second game. They did very well too. And when we went 2-8 to 1-8 behind, then to see it out 7-2 after that.
That showed great character.
Yeah. It really did show great character. And notwithstanding, and not recognising too, the fantastic effort that Wexford put in to almost overturn that on us.
Yeah, it was a terrific game, which will stand here.
It was a fantastic game. There was 500 in the stand, Liam. You would think at times in the second half there was 5,000. The encouragement of the crowd from both counties to just some superb skills that were going on the field for such young men. It was fantastic.
I'm curious, do you feel under a little bit of extra pressure when you take a Kilkenny underage team, because there's so much expectation?
Yeah, always. Yeah, look at this.
Does that filter through to players?
I hope it doesn't. I hope it doesn't. But what I would say as regards pressure on players, Liam, I think it's a much more difficult situation now that minor has gone back to under 17. That obviously your 16 and 17 year olds,
less worry about leaving church.
That's fine. But as regards pressure, that player might be finding it a lot more difficult to cope with the pressure than an 18-year-old who just has been around for a year longer and has years more experience. You know, I think it should be 18 rather than 17. But look, at the same time, none of us can deny just a fantastic game of hurling by two groups of 17-year-olds tonight.
Absolutely, and you've Galway now the face, you know that won't be easy.
Yeah, no, that's never easy. They just turn out great teams year after year. But there's a reason for that, Liam. They're doing fantastic work at squad level. They offer them a lot of quality sessions, work on their conditioning from 14 years of age, and then it all comes together when they're minor, and they won an under 20 last night, so they're pushing on with that as well. You know,
I suppose the satisfaction for you winning games, of course, is number one, but number two, the reality is you're the start of a conveyor belt, and to see these young fellas progress and maybe play on the senior team.
That's what it's all about, and I think between the 2020 group and the 2021 group, now having won back-to-back Leinster minor titles, we definitely have players who will wear the Kilkenny senior jersey in the future.
What are you feeding them on up there? Because you've a few fellas there that would look out of place on the senior team.
I don't know.
Is there a growth hormone that you're using or something?
No. Look, it's just the year that's in it with this particular team. There are one or two big lads, all right. But yeah, there was some of our smaller fellas like Killian Hackett, Danny Glennon, Derek Creedy, the three lads on the inside full forward line. They worked their socks off for us tonight, you know.
Well. Best of luck against Galway, Richie. Thanks
very much, Liam.
Thanks, Richie.